a struggle to get the grade.
In a recent report, Ofsted claims that pupils starting secondary school start with poor reading and writing skills. This puts major pressure on secondary schools' English departments, as the catch-up to get the GCSE grades is a much harder struggle.
Since 2005, the demand on primary school children have been too low. The report quotes that almost a third of children who reach national targets at 11 years old fail to gain good GCSEs in the subject age 16.
As secondary school students, we have experienced the major transition from primary school to secondary school English. There are kids who are being deprived of getting the full education for literacy in junior schools because not enough effort is put into preparation for secondary school education. There are children who need intervention from their teachers in primary school who just aren't getting the attention they need.
We interviewed a secondary school English teacher who agrees with the Ofsted report. She says that in recent years there has been a decline in the standard of English taught in primary schools. She notices a large gap in ability for students that have been coming up into secondary school over the last few years. Some 11-year-olds couldn't even read or write.
The good news is that it's not only the government campaigning for better literacy. Celebrities such as Britney Spears, Cheryl Cole and Louis Walsh have been backing up the campaign against illiteracy. The campaign is organised by the Evening Standard.
There are ways of improvement in progress that the government want to put into place. Sir Michael Wilshaw, the Chief Inspector at Ofsted, believes there are simple solutions that can be done for the benefit of the children. He says schools can help by giving parents regular updates on their children's reading age, showing whether they are reaching the basic standard expected of their peer group, prioritising Ofsted inspections in schools with the lowest levels of achievement in English, sharpening up the inspection process to ensure all trainee teachers are being taught how to deliver phonics, the back-to-basics method of reading.
This has been Tanya Rahman and Eloise Pepper reporting for the BBC School News Report.